Now, a section from the project which I'm engaged with at the moment, which is called Harriet Double. And one half of Harriet Double concerns Thomas Harriot, the Renaissance scientist, who was born in Oxford but lived much of his life in London. In fact, he was based at Zion Park, in Zion House, opposite Kew Gardens for many, many years, the other side of the river from Kew. That's where he had a little laboratory. As well as being Walter Raleigh's geographer in the New World, Harriot was a skilled astronomer, and we have a number of his sketches of the moon and other heavenly bodies. His sketch of the moon's features precedes any by Galileo. This section is called Mariner's Mirror. Magnify first by six with a Dutch spyglass. The moon over the Thames is a ball with a curved seam. Over this verge, a little ragged, our seas I'll hatch or score. The Caspian, great rug fleck. Then below, fecund and tranquil, a jointed arm with tiny ears. And either side, a dream cup and nectar scutch. The whole brim along shows coasts like a book of voyages. The matter we know, obliquid, unsettled. What shifts or crumbles in this continent, we must bear in the mean. Some parts mountainous, others like valleys in shadow. That which I specially observed was a promontory in the body of the feigned man. I could not set down the figure of all, but by memory, because I was troubled by the room. Mountainous, with an opening in the midst, and some black passage from it to the man in the moon. In the full, she appears like a tart, here a vein of bright stuff, there of dark, and so confusedly all over that without a trunk to point up from my garret, I see nothing notable. Thomas Harriotus, oho trahit mutus, said to unbelieve. By this tube the point of quadrature seek, nomo mono num, nous uns erath, heta wreath. Per Stella's clock or watch, 9:46. Not yet a right line, but almost. 10:52. A right line, an accidental rag or two, at and near the lower corner being obstructed. 11:30, yet continuing. Others say, wanting. Look the observation papers, first takes in crayon. As palisade craters, ink to record what traverse.